live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A, a little bit later than usual, because the Diamondbacks' day game, if you're just now tuning in, the Rockies beat the Diamondbacks 5-1, but there is good news for the Diamondbacks about Shelby Miller. He is going on the 10-day disabled list. Well, today's guests on Q&A are two authors whose books are out right now. You'll want to add them to your summer reading list. Those books are Retire Securely by nationally syndicated financial guru and lawyer Julie Jason. She was a Wall Street lawyer. And Pick Three by Randi Zuckerberg, who, yes, is Mark Zuckerberg's sister, as she teaches our listeners how to strike that right balance between work, family, and recreation. Then, after the news break with Link, we will hear live from Sarah Zimmerman with Dorn Holmes. Don't forget, Shrek takes the main stage for the PCA tonight with our friend Scott Neese directing, while Savannah Sipping Society continues at Stage 2 just down the alley with Bruce Lanning directing. So get your tickets at pca-az.net or by calling 445-3286. And if you were fortunate enough to hear yesterday's interview with the great songwriter J.D. Souther, pick up a copy today of the Arizona Republic, because he is the cover story and the back cover story in the Things to Do section, the entertainment section of today's Arizona Republic. Stay tuned, because we've got a couple of great authors whose books you'll want to read coming up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl...
Oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on-the-go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
We are making it easier than ever to buy a new Toyota or quality late model pre-owned low mileage car, truck, or SUV from Findlay Toyota Prescott with a payment pass this month. Findlay Toyota Prescott will make your first payment on all vehicle purchases and leases. And in addition to our low payments, in addition to our big discounts, in addition to our low interest rates, you can also qualify with no money down, no payments for 90 days, and no first payment. It's never been easier to buy. Findlay Toyota Prescott has never had a better selection on new Toyotas and quality pre-owned vehicles. Every vehicle comes with a payment pass. No money down, no payments for 90 days, and no first payment. Hurry, this incredible offer absolutely ends July 31st. And thank you for voting Findlay Toyota Prescott the Daily Courier 2018 Reader's Choice Award for Best Automotive Dealership, Best Pre-Owned Dealership, and Best Oil Change.
Findlay Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer.
Offers on approved credit, plus tax, title, license, and dealer documentation fees.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military task-oriented mindset and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Ready to rock a new look for your landscape? Hi, this is Sam, and our team at Prescott Dirt will help you design your rock oasis. We are proud to be an authorized pavestone dealer offering top quality landscaping products from pavers, rumble stone, and rumble wall. Shop our large selection of flagstone and palletized boulders so you don't get stuck between a rock and a hard place. Conveniently located in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Give Prescott Dirt a call at 636-5844 or online at PrescottDirt.com, and we will rock you.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. You know, it's a dilemma for all of us how to do all of our work, hit the gym, see our friends, spend time with our family, and somehow find time to sleep. Well, there's a wonderful new book out by a best-selling author, media guru, and entrepreneur, Randy Zuckerberg. It's called Pick Three. And Randy, explain that title, Pick Three.
Well, I think, you know, we put so much pressure on ourselves to do everything and do it every day. We feel like we have to be perfect. We feel like we have to have work-life balance. I think it's time that we cut ourselves a little slack, that we give ourselves permission to not get to everything every day, to pick three things that we're going to do, we're going to do them well, and we're not going to feel guilty about the other things because we can pick them tomorrow.
You have a term in your book I enjoy. It's called well lopsided. What is that?
You know, when I think about the things that I am most proud of in my life, the things that I hope that I'll be alive to tell my great-grandchildren about, I don't think any of those accomplishments or stories happened when I was well-balanced. I'm certainly not going to be talking about the times that I, you know, went home at 5:01 and went to the gym and made dinner. No, I'm going to be, the moment that strikes me is when I ran the Chicago Marathon 15 years ago. Like, that still strikes me as one of the proudest things that I've done. And that certainly wasn't something that happened when I was perfectly well-balanced. I was dedicating a lot of time to training for a marathon. I don't know, DJ, what about you? What are you most proud of in your life?
The fact that I'm still alive at this late date.
And I think, you know, in order to really accomplish that, that means you're definitely prioritizing your health, your sleep, your wellness. So I don't think any of us have accomplished things we're super proud of when we've been perfectly balanced.
Now, your book also, not only does it have your own experiences in this, but also insights and examples from other professionals at the top of the biggest businesses in Silicon Valley, correct?
Correct, and across all businesses. So I actually interviewed some Olympic athletes, movie and Broadway stars. I also interviewed, you know, regular people who are going through the same struggles as all of us, because I wanted to make sure that it wasn't just A-list celebrities mm-hmm. who have lots of resources and get to pick. I wanted to make sure, you know, I spoke to people who are in Alcoholics Anonymous and had to completely clean shop with their friends and get rid of toxic influences in their lives. I spoke to people who dropped out of really high-profile jobs to take care of children with special needs. I mean, it was really fascinating to hear people who prioritize based on what life throws at them.
Now, we've seen you on the Today Show, CNBC, CNN, Good Morning America, Bloomberg News, ABC's World News. What can you tell us about mommy parent guilt?
Oh, gosh, mommy parent guilt is so real, especially working moms. It's just a constant guilt trip all the time. And I think, you know, a lot of moms feel very guilty about admitting that they want to prioritize their work sometimes. But, you know, when you think about it, these women have spent many years getting educated, investing money and time into themselves, into their careers. It is okay to admit that you want to prioritize that. So I think we need to move past this guilt and just make sure that everything balances out over the long run rather than every single 24-hour period.
Now, busy people like to always say, I'm multitasking. You hold that in just a bit of contempt, don't you?
I do, because I think when you multitask, you end up doing everything just pretty mediocre. And I don't know about you, but I don't aspire in my life to be mediocre at anything. You know, I would rather do a few things and be really excellent at them and feel like I accomplished something that I was proud of with purpose than to strive to kind of give 30% to everything. And unfortunately, I think the pressure that society puts on us makes us us feel like we should be those people giving, you know, 30% here, 30% there. No, I think it's much better not to multitask and to be great at fewer things.
With the technological advances, and we all have smartphones and scheduling tools, do you think that those scheduling tools give us the impression we have to do everything because we have a way to keep it organized?
Definitely. You know, I think these devices are both our best friends and our worst enemies. On one hand, you know, it allows all of these new trends of flexible workforces. People can work from home. They can, you know, that enables them to pick family and pick work in the same day more regularly. At the same time, these devices are keeping us up at night. They're affecting our sleep. They're getting in the way of our friendships and our relationships. So I think we each need to really take a hard look, a realistic look at how we use our devices in their life and how they're both helping us and hurting us.
Randy, I understand the concept of your book, Pick Three, started with a tweet called The Entrepreneur's Dilemma. What is that?
It did. So I kind of went through this phase in my life where I changed everything in my life all at once. I started my own company. I bought a house. I had a baby. Like, I just had all of these huge life changes at once, and I felt completely overwhelmed. And so I put this tweet out there, you know, mostly as a way to try to get advice and support from other entrepreneurs. And it was, you know, the entrepreneur's dilemma: work, sleep, family, friends, fitness, pick three. Mm-hmm. And it really resonated. And from there, the feedback that I kept hearing was, well, it's not just entrepreneurs that feel this way, Randy. You know, everyone feels like they have to choose and prioritize.
And what does your book have to say about the importance of meditation and gratitude?
I write a lot about meditation and gratitude. I use the term fitness as one of the categories, but to me, fitness isn't just about running on a treadmill. Fitness is about your mental fitness, your spiritual fitness, all of the things that lead to health and wellness. And meditation, gratitude, stress relief are huge parts of that all of us should definitely be focused on.
Tell us about the dining experience, Sue's Tech Kitchen.
Thanks for asking. I actually just got back from Jackson, Mississippi, where we set up our third location. Sue's Tech Kitchen is a tech-themed cafe where you can get 3D-printed chocolate. You can have robots make you pancakes, and it's designed to teach children and families about tech and STEM in a really fun and accessible way.
I understand, too, your book, Pick Three, has already been signed up to be published in 5 foreign territories in advance of the U.S. publication. That tells me that this obsession with being good at everything isn't just an American phenomenon.
Yes, and in fact, I think, you know, a lot of countries are struggling with this kind of workaholic mentality of, you know, I'll sleep when I'm dead, you know, this kind of culture that celebrates being busy. And more, I think when you look at some work trends around the world, many people are freelancing, they're working multiple jobs, even inside one company. They feel like they're taking on extra jobs as companies have to downsize or add things without adding more people. So I think all of us are feeling pretty stretched and pretty overwhelmed, and the onus is really on us to figure out that balance.
The name of the book is Pick Three, You Can Have It All, Just Not Every Day, by Randy Zuckerberg. Tell us about any web page we can access your material and how we can get a copy of Pick Three.
Sure. Well, Pick Three is available at your favorite bookstores. I love indie bookstores. If you have the opportunity to go into one and get it there, you can check out a lot of the other work that I'm doing with women and girls in technology at suestechkitchen.com. You can also check out my television show Dot, about a super tech savvy little girl, on Hulu and Universal Kids.
Thank you so much for joining us, Randy Zuckerberg. Continued success in your publishing.
Thank you so much.
Your world is created by what you focus on. It's never too late to adjust your view. At Nationwide Vision, we've been eye care professionals for over 30 years and can help you find the perfect eyeglasses. Right now at Nationwide Vision, when you buy one pair of eyeglasses, you will receive a second pair 50% off, and you can use your insurance. Now also serving you in select JCPenney locations. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com to schedule your appointment today. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hear that? The sound of progress at Findlay Subaru Prescott. We're building you a new state-of-the-art Subaru building with one of the most advanced service departments around. From our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff to our expert mechanics, our commitment to you continues long after the sale. The new 2018 Subaru Outback with go-everywhere capability like symmetrical all-wheel drive and 32 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, and flexible cargo carrying versatility. For a limited time, lease the newly redesigned 2018 Outback for $280 a month for 36 months. Findlay Subaru Prescott, proudly sponsoring Stuff the Bus campaign. Drop off school supplies and Findlay Subaru will be donating school backpacks full of supplies for kids in need. Doing our part to give back to the community and make the world a better place. Shop online anytime at FindlaySubaruPrescott.com or call 928-771-6900.
EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2018 Subaru Outback 2.5 IMOP. Actual mileage may vary. On approved credit now through July 31st, 2018. Lease a new 2018 Outback for $280 a month on a 36-month lease. Standard 2.5 IMOP. Code JDD-11. STK number S39020. $2,000 due at lease signing. 10,000 miles a year.
Did you know Arizona is the epicenter of drug trafficking in the United States? And our state has the most drug-related arrests on America's broken border? Listen as Representative David Schweiker talks about the need to take action.
The bad guys are being creative. They're finding other ways to exploit people, to exploit narcotics, drugs into our country.
Representatives Martha McSally and David Schweiker are working to keep the drugs and criminals out and Arizona families safe. Fighting in Congress to fully fund President Donald Trump's wall to secure our border. Listen to Representative Martha McSally.
We've got to build a wall to actually secure the border.
Call Representatives Martha McSally and David Schweikert at 202-224-3121 and tell them to keep fighting to fully fund President Trump's wall. A strong border means safer Arizona families. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to CenturyPainting.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. I'm DJ Phone. We have on the line award-winning financial columnist Julie Jason. She started out on Wall Street as an attorney, developing her views on financial services in the trenches. And through her award-winning weekly investor education column, Julie Jason troubleshoots financial problems for a broad audience of readers of every financial means. Her new book is titled Retire Securely, Insights on Money Management. It's a curated collection of the best retirement advice from your columns over the years. What converted you from being a Wall Street attorney to financial advisor?
Oh, now that's a sneaky question there. Well, you really want to know, huh?
Yeah.
You do? All right. So my journey as an attorney was one that was fascinating and very rewarding. And so I wrote, one of the things that I did is I wrote prospectuses, and I really got to understand the description of what it meant, how you described an investment, how you focused on risk, and what was involved in the structure of the investment. But I really did not know how to invest myself. So it created this desire to learn as much as possible, as quickly as possible, and I was just blessed to be in a great environment to do that. And so I moved over to money management on Wall Street, and it was just a great experience working with money managers and developed my own expertise in that field.
So you've seen the financial world from the inside. One of the chapters of your book talks about bull and bear markets and a curious title, Dividend Aristocrats. What are those?
So one of the ways of investing is to figure out what you want your investment to do for you. So the Dividend Aristocrats are a list that's put together of companies that have paid dividends over a long period of time. And it's the cream of the crop of the dividend payers. And it is available for anyone to take a look at. And there is a fund that actually invests in just those stocks. So when you're thinking about retirement, you have to be thinking about how will I pay my bills in retirement. So stocks that pay consistent dividends over a long period of time are worth looking at. They tend to be less volatile than stocks that don't pay dividends. And they could be a good choice for a retirement portfolio if the homework is done, if the investment selection is done well.
What are some of the differences in 401ks and IRAs between the working years and being in retirement?
So there is a big difference, because when someone is working, the goal is to accumulate retirement assets. So in a 401k, you're making decisions in your investment selection that will help you grow those assets. And the younger you are, the more risks that you can take on. So, for example, if there's a stock, let's say there's an S&P 500 investment fund in the collection of investments that you can choose from, you might invest in such a fund every payroll period and do nothing else. That is one extreme. But when you get to the point of retirement, now you have to go back to how will I pay my bills? So now there has to be an element of income production to cover the gap between what you get in Social Security and what you need in terms of paying out, in terms of paying your bills. So that gap can be filled two ways. You can either fill that gap by selling something, selling an investment you own, or by income creation, such as the dividends on the Dividend Aristocrats list, or bond income. So when you're young and investing for the future, life is a lot simpler. When you are retired and now you need to pay your bills in retirement, life becomes much more complex. And that is one of those transitional periods where people do need help.
Now you have
the way they get help.
Now you have your own investment counsel firm, Jackson Grant Investment Advisors. How often do you see in your clients when they retire, suddenly they have all this free time and they spend money instead of being at work?
So retirement should be a very happy state. So one of my goals, of course, is to make sure that that our clients are secure in their retirement. So there's quite a bit of work that goes into structuring and managing a portfolio for that purpose. But it all comes down to the individual's decision-making. In other words, different people have different needs, of course, and no two people are the same. So the exercise that we go through is what I recommend for everyone, and that is to understand what the needs are, and then to understand where the funds are going to come from, where the funds are going to come from to satisfy those needs. It's a very basic equation that everyone needs to look at. There are a couple other complications when one is retired, and that is you have to think about tax planning, and you have to think about inflation, and you have to figure that into the equation as well. It's a little more complicated than investing when you're 25 or 30.
Mm-hmm. And some of the columns in your book talk about how to find a financial advisor. How do you judge one, and how healthy is skepticism?
All right, so as an attorney, someone who grew up on Wall Street, I am a skeptic, and that's how I approach everything in my life, but especially when I'm working with an individual client or when I'm writing a column or giving a speech. Skepticism is the core, and the reality is that If the financial advisors of the world may not be as skeptical as I am, may be a little more optimistic when they're presenting something. So I'm a fan of making sure that I understand the risk of a particular investment, and I encourage everyone to do that. I'm a fan of reading prospectuses, and yes, I did write prospectuses, so I'm more comfortable than the average person reading them. And I have some tips on how to read in my columns and in the book, by the way, how to read the prospectus. So I'm a big fan of knowing what it is that I'm getting into before taking the plunge, and absolutely essential for people approaching retirement in particular. So how do you choose a financial advisor is going to be very dependent on what your needs are, but the big message is be a skeptic.
And you also deal with financial literacy, starts early, estate planning, giving and gifting. How do you react when you hear about baby boomers who still haven't put anything away for retirement?
You know what that means to me? In that case, that if the person's really going to have to cut back to be able to support themselves on the systems that are available to them, such as Social Security, or hopefully they have a really good relationship with their kids.
Indeed.
Move in with them someday.
That's probably in the future. The author is Julie Jason. The name of the book is Retire Securely, Insights on Money Management from award-winning financial columnist Julie Jason. How can our listeners learn more about your financial columns, and how can they get a copy of your book?
So the book is available in bookstores, in local bookstores, and I have a link to it on my website. And the website is juliejason.com. And I really encourage people to send me letters, send me emails that I can respond to in my column. And the email address is readers@juliejason. So readers as in someone who's reading the column, readers@juliejason.com. Do write in. I'm very happy to engage. That's what makes this my work as a writer just so much better, because I can get an understanding of what issues are on your minds.
And we thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success in your publishing.
Well, thank you so much.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home where the view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
This is how your water sounds out of the faucet. Sounds like a hard water problem. Soap scum, dull lifeless hair, and water spots on your sparkling dishes are just the start. Hi, this is Bo Woods. Call me at RED Plumbing to schedule your quick and easy hard water test. Don't wait for ruined pipes, repairs, or for your water to slow to a trickle. Call me, Bo, at 772-9296 at RED Plumbing to schedule your free estimate. We'll show you a better way of living today with a new water softening system from RED Plumbing.
Napa Know How.
It's officially the best week of the year. Why? Because this week only, you get 20% off at Napa. And the only thing better than quality car parts is 20% off quality car parts. Okay, so we're a little biased. But don't wait, because the 20% off sale will be over before you know it. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
At participating stores, exclusions apply. Minimum three items. Offer available July 9th through July 15th.
Laying awake at night with that all too familiar what if, or going through the probate process with a family member or friend, you have worked hard building this life. Protect your legacy, gain peace of mind that your estate and family will be taken care of by putting in place a properly drafted estate plan. Hi, I'm Mike Menlove with Menlove Law, TFC, and Estate Document Service. Come in to see us and talk about your estate planning. Don't wait until it's too late to plan for the future. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
Experts in treating chronic and hard-to-heal wounds. The Advanced Wound Care Center at the YRMC Del E. Webb Outpatient Center in Prescott Valley is ready to help. We work closely with your physician to create an individualized healing plan customized to your needs and lifestyle. This allows personal one-on-one care designed to enhance your comfort and recovery. Ask your doctor about hyperbaric oxygen therapy. It's state-of-the-art wound care therapy that accelerates healing and fights infection. And it's available at the Advanced Wound Care Center. Talk to your doctor about the Advanced Wound Care Center. We're conveniently located at the YRMC Del E. Webb Outpatient Center in Prescott Valley. Call 771-4788 or visit yrmc.org.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
It's coming up on 2 minutes after two. Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice on this Thursday, the 12th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of state and local news, brought to you by Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
Flash flooding has forced the evacuation of 200 tourists from Havasu Falls in northern Arizona. Spokesperson Abby Fink says the tourists were relocated from the campground last night after two storms hit the area.
The emergency team in the village was activated and began moving all the tourists into the village itself, so away from the falls. It's about a mile and a half away from the falls.
A helicopter is being used today to transport tourists from the village to Hilltop.
Book directly with the tribe and use the tourism office. We're asking that you refrain from calling at this point because they are trying to keep the phone lines open for, you know, any emergency services.
No visitors will be allowed into the area for at least the next 7 to 10 days while officials assess the situation. You won't be able to use the Bashford Court North-South Alley until after 4:30 today.
The alley is closed while new trash compactors are installed and electricity is connected. The closure is between the East-West Alley and Yavapai Title on Montezuma Street. Two-way traffic will be allowed between that business and Willis Street. The City of Prescott and contractor Earth Resources Corporation have been working on improvements to the alleys behind the Bashford Court's Atrium Mall on Gurley Street, as well as the intersection of Willis and Cortez Streets to Montezuma. In addition, new asphalt pavement has been installed throughout the entire project area. City officials say these improvements have significantly improved stormwater drainage, provided upgraded water and sewer utilities, and increased overall safety for the Bashford Court's parking lot. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
The Prescott Valley Town Council meets at 5:30 tonight. It's about grant money.
According to Deputy Town Manager Ryan Judy, back in April, Council authorized staff to apply for a state competitive grant. Two public hearings were held on the Civic Drive Improvement Project, which includes installation of curb, gutter, and sidewalks, and the widening of the southbound lane of Civic Drive between Windsong Drive and Civic Circle. Prescott Valley officials were recently notified the town has been selected as a funding recipient for the full $300,000 amount requested for this project. This is the town's eighth consecutive funding cycle in applying for and receiving competitive grant funds. The Prescott Valley Town Council meeting will be held in the library auditorium on Civic Circle. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
The Diamondbacks are in Denver completing their three-game series at Coors Field right now. You can listen in live on KQ&A, AM and FM. The Diamondbacks then move on to Atlanta for three games with the Braves. Due to the day game, Q&A will air today only at 4 p.m. and there will be no talk of the town. News sponsored this hour by Wallach & Volk Mortgage. A check of your KQ&A weather is next. Brought to you by Gettles High Desert Mechanical. KQ&A.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
He's written or co-written some of the best-known songs of our time.
Johnny Come Lately.
The legendary J.D. Souther.
New Kid in Town.
An intimate evening with a man and his music. And
call out my name.
July 16th at the Prescott Elks Theater.
When you're all alone.
J.D. Souther.
Won't you do what you live on?
Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter. Songwriters Hall of Fame inductee. In a night filled with hits.
Something in the dark.
You've heard J.D. Souther's songs performed by the Eagles, Linda Ronstadt, James Taylor, and more.
Faithless love.
Now hear J.D. Souther live. Get reserved seats at the Prescott Elks Theater. PrescottElksTheater.com or phone 928-777-1370. Don't miss J.D. Souther live.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
You're listening
listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 4:35. Hope you enjoyed the chats with those two authors of new books. You can get them very likely in any local bookstore, so make sure you give your local bookstore the first chance for that. Hey, you know, I told some people that Sarah Zimmerman was going to be on the show today, and people said, wow, you're going to have Sarah Silverman on? No, you dummy. Sarah Zimmerman, come on, with Dorn Home. Sarah, welcome to the show. I'm sure it's not the first time that's happened to you, right?
Not the first time.
If I with that. Hey, you've got some exciting days going on with Dorn Homes. Tell me what's going on.
Well, Dorn Homes has been in business here for about 50 years. We do have a lot going on. We're opening a few new communities over the next through the rest of the year. We use our innovative designs, our award-winning architecture, and healthy home building to complement our customer service experience.
Mm-hmm. And where exactly are these buildings going up?
We have six communities currently open in Prescott and Prescott Valley. In Prescott Valley, we're in Pronghorn Ranch in Quailwood. And in Prescott, we're building in Astoria, Pinnacle Views, which is in Prescott Lakes, Walden Farms, and our newest community, Saddlewood at Deepwell Ranch.
Mm-hmm. And how about some new stuff going up?
So we just opened Saddlewood. So mm-hmm. on the heels of that, we have three more communities going up by the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be opening up in Talking Rock Ranch. So we have models under construction right now. And we're also going to be opening Quail Canyon in Cottonwood.
Mm-hmm.
We're currently working to launch some brand new floor plans at Pronghorn Ranch. So that will be in addition to the current models we have going on right now.
So if a potential homeowner wants to have a home custom built for themselves, would they go directly to Dorn Homes, go through a contractor? What would they do?
Yeah, so you can check out all of our floor plans on our website, dornhomes.com,
mm-hmm.
or you can go to any of our six model home centers around the area.
Mm-hmm. Do you find a lot of people looking to have that home built or watching HGTV all the time and getting ideas?
Yes, definitely.
That's all. I can't get away from it. Yeah, and it makes everything look real easy on television, doesn't it?
It definitely does.
Well, what, you know, I hear this term organic home. You said healthy living home. Describe what that is.
So our organic home is basically a way that we can bring a healthy indoor air environment to our homeowners. So what we do is we have created this holistic building system that combines whole home ventilation systems. We use only low or no VOC materials, which is volatile organic compounds, which is in almost everything that kind of off gases. So we make sure that we use the highest quality materials. And then we use a lot of techniques during our building, which creates that healthy indoor environment that's so important nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Factors to build your homes.
So we have a lot of... We reach out to a lot of connections in the area.
Mm-hmm.
We're always looking for new trade partners. There is kind of a labor shortage going on right now. So anybody out there, definitely reach over to our team over there if you are interested in being a contractor for Dorn Homes.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that because I've talked to a lot of educators on this show, and they still say there are way too many people who think they have to go to college and get a 4-year degree and stand in line for a white collar job, but in fact, they may be much better suited to a building job, a skilled trades job, because those skilled trade jobs are just begging for people. They pay well, and it's a great career, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, those skilled trade jobs can be very lucrative.
Mm-hmm. So how do you suggest somebody get in touch with Dorn Homes if they're interested in joining them as a team?
For our team members, I would recommend going to our website. You can go to our careers page if you want to join the Dorn Homes team, kind of learn a little bit about our culture and what we do as a company. And then you can also send any applications to careers@dornhomes.com. If you're interested in being a trade partner, I would recommend calling over to our company, and then they can put you in contact with how to apply to be mm-hmm. a trade partner.
How does it change a family and their outlook on the community when they go from being an apartment dweller to a homeowner?
Well, that's a hard question. I think it differs between families. It gives you a sense of place, a sense of ownership. I think it can build a lot of self-confidence as well.
Mm-hmm.
I live in a dorm home, actually, and I love my dorm home. I remember my
You
first
better
home.
Live in a dorm home. No, go ahead.
Of course.
See, when I was in college, I lived in a dorm home, which is a big difference, but go ahead.
Big difference there. We're not building dorms.
True. That's true. And isn't it great how you can see when a family gets their first home, how they sink roots into the community, because now they have a stake in that neighborhood, don't they?
Yes, they do.
It's great to see. And we were talking about, building homes and things like this. Not only I would imagine is it a great career for a person who's not, afraid of hard work and can get their hands dirty and has skilled trades abilities, but also I would imagine as a homeowner, you would have the first glimpse of how to keep that home in top shape and save yourself a lot of repair and maintenance bills over the years, wouldn't you?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Now, have you ever tried to build a home yourself?
No, I'm not in the construction team. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't recommend living in a home that I personally...
Very, very modest here. Is that the same thing as EcoEvolve?
So EcoEvolve is a new program that we just launched this year. So it's kind of the latest in home power technology. So what it is it's a package that combines solar panels, a solar panel system, and a home battery system. So that's a kind of a home battery backup, if you say. So mm-hmm. what it does is it allows you to use those solar panels during the day to build up the energy, and then you can store it to use that when energy is more expensive.
Oh, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. And now Dorn Homes has been in the area about 50 years, right?
Yes.
So you've obviously established a very good name for the community. What kinds of steps does a homeowner or a home builder, what kind of steps does a home builder have to go through if they want to build a planned community? There's got to be an awful lot of hoops they got to jump through, right?
Yeah, so we usually work with local landowners and developers, and then there's a lot of coordination with the city that we're building in mm-hmm. to build something that really works for everybody and works for the area and the plan of growth for the city.
Mm-hmm. Do you also work with certain realtors?
Yes, we do. We have partnerships with a lot of the real estate agents around. We love to work with real estate agents.
Mm-hmm. When someone comes to you to build their own home, what kinds of things are they asking for these days?
So we see a lot of people requesting open floor plans. We offer granite countertops. We have a lot of personalization options, which, with the HGTV that's so popular right now, there's a lot of design that goes into the home.
Mm-hmm. And you also have Dorn Cares. What is that?
So Dorn Cares, it lends itself to our mission statement, which is improving the lives of those we touch. So this is our way to give back to the community. So our goal is to partner with local organizations in a goal to end homelessness in the Quad Cities area.
Mm-hmm.
So we have partnered with Stepping Stones, CCJ, and U.S. Vets to help support them in their mission to help the homeless population in their own way.
Are you also doing anything you know of to aid in the affordable housing shortage here?
Yes, we're going to be partnering with CCJ on a project there.
Good. Very, very good. From the time you started, you've been with Dorn Homes for how long?
I have been with Dorn Homes 5 years.
And were you in that industry before that?
I was not, no.
So that leads to a really good question. When you first started on this job versus today, what are some of the surprises? Some things you didn't expect? Some things you made you go, wow, I didn't know that?
I don't think I ever understood how much actually goes into building a home.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of steps to take. There's a lot of planning. I mean, I did have an art background, so I knew architecture majors. Mm-hmm. But there's just a lot of planning, a lot of coordinating that goes into it.
And when you come, what is the first step in having a home made for yourself? Do you contact an architect? Does Dorn Homes do that for you? Do you work with Dorn on designs and things? Because I know on your webpage you have models and stuff they can get some ideas from. But what's the very first step? Should they look for a mortgage banker? What should they do?
So the first step with Dorn Homes in actually designing your home itself is going to one of our model homes or our website and looking at the floor plans that we offer. So we offer specific floor plans at each community. From there, we have kind of options where you can extend bedrooms, you can add square footage. So then it's choosing that. And then going in and picking your personalization, your designer options to really make your house your home. So those are really the steps to building.
And in Arizona, our population is a little older than the rest of the country. Do you get a lot of people coming from California wanting to downsize, maybe having sold their home in California, and now they can afford to build the home they want? Are they wanting smaller homes?
We do. We do see a lot of people downsizing, moving from California and kind of building their forever home.
Mm-hmm. Does Dorn Homes build any apartments or condos?
We're currently not building any apartments or condos.
Single family homes?
Mm-hmm. All
okay.
single.
So when it comes to designing a new community, I mean, how do you decide where to build?
So we have our kind of leadership team that goes around. We always are looking for that perfect location. So we say we build in the best locations in the best towns.
Mm-hmm.
So we're always looking. Prescott is one of those. It's kind of like a Disneyland. It has its own its own personality. So we like to build around that.
Mm-hmm. When you're building a planned community, do you try and make it an all-access, full-service community with things besides homes in it? Like maybe a private pool, I mean a community pool, maybe a store, something like that?
So we're building in communities that have a variety of those options.
Mm-hmm.
So we have built in some communities with less of those amenities and some with more. So we're about to go into Talking Rock Ranch, which is kind of northern Prescott.
Mm-hmm.
So they have their own personal store there, their restaurants, the golf courses. Prescott Lakes has the golf courses and the restaurants. And then our Walden Farms is, we built a dog park and an outdoor gazebo and pickleball courts.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of things that people are looking for at a variety of different levels.
I'm betting 5 years ago, you never thought you'd see of a day when you'd be building pickleball courts, did you?
No.
You know, that was actually, believe it or not, the front page story in USA Today, I think in Monday's edition, because it's spreading so fast. And, of course, it's huge here, isn't it?
It is. It's huge. It's very popular, and it's a lot of fun to play.
You know, it's funny because when we were younger, an awful lot of homes that were being built for our younger generation, if you had the money, you'd have a swimming pool with a diving board. You'd have a tennis court. Now in northern Arizona, pickleball, because we're getting a little bit older, and it's a little easier on the joints, isn't it?
Yep.
You ever play the game yourself?
Once or twice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of fun. We've made a lot of new friends doing that, too. So, any exciting things coming up with Dorn Homes besides what you mentioned?
It's mostly all the new communities that we're launching this year, and we have more on the books for next year.
Mm-hmm.
But we're really excited to go into Talking Rock here this year and to expand in Pronghorn Ranch.
You know, I look at the letters to the editor in the paper sometimes, and I see these people who apparently moved here, and now they want to burn the bridge behind them so nobody else can come here. Do you ever get people telling you, oh, there's too much growth in this area?
You know, you always are going to hear stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of depressing to hear that because, you know, the more people come here, the more services and different services we're going to have and the more interesting the population, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sure, there are some pains to growth, traffic, things like that. That's going to happen regardless, but the population is not going down, is it?
It's not.
So a lot of exciting new things going on at Dorn Homes. And who are some of the people we might want to talk to if we stop by Dorn Homes?
So you can talk to any of our sales representatives at all of our model homes. We have big teams there. Or you can reach out to our online home advisors who are there to answer any questions you might have about any of our communities. So they're kind of our general knowledge experts there.
Mm-hmm.
So they can be found on live chat on our website, dornhomes.com, or you can stop by our main offices.
Mm-hmm. Are you getting people asking for really strange additions to homes? The reason I ask that is this. There was a movie out about 10, 12 years ago with Jodie Foster called Panic Room. And when that movie came out, the newspapers had stories about all these people who had panic rooms built into their house. I'm going, what? I thought it was a figment of the studio's imagination. Do you get strange requests with homes?
I don't think we've had any requests for panic rooms.
That's what I thought. Yeah, I mean, where are they getting this stuff from? Just to sell the movie? But in the course of working with people who are designing homes, are you seeing any new trends, any kind of, you know, strange offbeat requests?
I haven't noticed any strange requests. We see people wanting the kind of the large living spaces, so you can, it's easy for entertaining.
Yeah.
We see a lot for RV storage.
Oh, sure.
So it's all lifestyle based.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, it's funny, when I was younger, I lived in a big house because we had a big family. We had six kids plus mom and dad, and then Graham came to live with us. And I used to think, oh gosh, I sure wish we could get a smaller place someday. And now I have a smaller place. It's really nice. So I understand all these people who are downsizing as they get older. Any final thoughts about Dorn Homes? And once again, how can we contact you?
To learn more about Dorn Homes, you can reach us at dornhomes.com.
That is Sarah Zimmerman. You are the marketing director, correct?
Yes.
We thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned. I've got some final thoughts coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Jody Rooney is a conservative Republican we can trust to keep our economy growing and our borders secure. Jody Rooney works on the tough issues like the bottleneck on I-17. Her opponent, David Stringer, voted to keep a sexual harasser in office, and his recent racial rant was so terrible that Republican Chairman and Governor Ducey called for his resignation. We need leaders we can trust. Vote for Republican Jody Rooney for the State House, paid for by GPL Committee for Arizona Leadership, not authorized by any candidate.
Hi, Lisa here with the plants of the week and our Royal Burgundy Barberry.
We finally perfected Barberry with burgundy velvet foliage that holds its color through summer, changing to red in fall.
Celebrate summer heat and hardy as can be, and javelina are no problem.
This knee-high shrub grows with little to no care.
A big bull plant is just $36 and only found at Waters Garden Center.
1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott, where people who love Royal Barberries, they love to shop.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, and have a whole lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental financial option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
It's baseball season, and you know what that means. The dog days of summer are right around the corner. Hi, this is Jeremy Rushton of Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. Now is the time to make sure your air conditioning system is ready to go into extra innings this summer. And with $1,500 off qualified AC units with installation or 0% financing, you will be hitting a grand slam and staying cool all summer long. Low credit or no credit, don't strike out. We offer no credit check financing as well. Give Yavapai Plumbing and Heating a call today at 776-7025 or online at ypeinc.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And in addition to what Sarah Zimmerman told us about Dorn Homes and being a homeowner, we like to work from home. That sounds like a dream job for a lot of people. Talk about the one-room commute. Well, USA Today, through author Rhonda Abrams, who is the author of 6 Week Startup, it's a new book that's out. They have some advice on how to make the most of trying to work from home. First thing they say is find a good space to work. If you have a separate room or garage you can turn into an office, that's ideal, but not always possible. What is important is to carve out a space you can use regularly and almost exclusively as your office. It should be in a place where other family members aren't coming and going during your working hours. Also, establish those work hours, because one of the most difficult tasks for people who run a small business from home is establishing a clear distinction between work life and home life. It really helps if you establish a work routine that makes you, your family, and others conscious of when you're working and when you're available. Also, find places to meet with customers or just for escape, because the work-at-home entrepreneur has a whole bunch of options if they need to meet customers in person to get work done without the distractions of home life or just to be around other people. And maybe most important, make childcare arrangements. The author says, I love kids, but let's be real. Kids are noisy and demanding. It's not realistic to expect to get work done with kids coming in and out, wanting to be taken places, needing a snack, and wanting attention. I interviewed an author just a few weeks ago who did his national radio interviews with his 2-year-old in his lap, and you could hear every single word, and not from the author. Well, that's my 2 cents on that book, and the book is called 6 Week Startup by Rhonda Abrams. Stay tuned now for Mark Levin. You have a great weekend. Then join me back here Monday at our usual time of 2 p.m. back on the regular schedule for Q&A, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.